This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 presents Absolutely Everybody, sponsored by and presented by Anecto, the People Network. Absolutely Everybody, only on Joy 94.9.
Einstein once said, logic will get you from A to B, but imagination will get you everywhere. Well, this is a great summary for the experiences that a social capitalist and artist James Berlin has had. He's performed in Europe, Asia, Australia, unique creative works, also while creating some very logical solutions in education. James has recently returned from creating a unique work in Europe. He's founded an arts festival called Proximity, a new language, which we'll ask him about, and he's created and toured several festivals over the year with his pop-up booth experiences. But when he's not creating new work and concepts for festivals, he's doing some interesting arts-based training work with young people to raise road safety awareness. James, welcome to the program.
Hi, Zoe. Hi, Amy.
Hello.
Hi,
welcome.
Now, you're originally a Melbourneian from many moons ago.
Well, I trained here. I went to VCA late in the 14th century, in the mid-80s.
Yeah, right. And you've had a busy year, so this is a bit of downtime. We're lucky to grab you in Melbourne at the moment while you're having a bit of relaxation time.
Yeah, look, it's great to just have a little bit of a holiday, catch up with some pretty special people and reboot, as it were. It's been a big year.
Yeah.
It's been lots of stuff.
Yeah, festivals.
Yeah, I was here in March for Festival of Live Art.
Oh, okay.
FOLA, which was a great experience. It's a new initiative with lots of performance spaces and venues coming together, dedicated to the presentation of all sorts of work under the banner of live art. That was really exciting.
Fantastic. So you're having a bit of downtime at the moment, but you're never far away from another pop-up booth or something. Now, the work that you were working on around road safety, can you tell us a little bit about what was the idea? Where did it come from?
Actually, it started as a commission from Theatre Works in St Kilda. It's a slow burn development, I guess. It's a piece called Split Second. It's changed based on that development that we had there. But in a nutshell, it was a response to some performance work I've done for a number of decades, where I allow people to experience a physically restricted body. So we'll take out movement or senses or capabilities. And had been thinking about the kind of the stats in terms of road safety with young people, and the idea that you know, we're awash with road safety campaigns and visual media, but for me, coming from dance and theatre, I think there's nothing so arresting as a physical or a kinesthetic experience. So the intention was, how could I allow, you know, very simply, a young person to walk a mile in someone's shoes. So the work is around that notion of allowing young people to physically step into the body of another young person who's experienced road trauma.
Which is so much better than being, I mean, I don't know about you, Amy, but I know that for me, sitting in class when you're 17, 18, and someone says, today we're going to talk about road safety, and they put on the video and show, you know, bodies and things and sound effects going off, and it just didn't connect with me at all as being something that, because apart from anything, I was 10 foot tall and bulletproof. Unlike,
yes,
you know, it was never.
You are when you're
young, when you're 17, you know, it's never going to happen to me, all that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
So this is a really different and unique way of approaching it.
Oh, and, you know, it's informed by a lot of teaching and training that I've done, and the notion of multiple intelligences and multiple learner styles. And, you know, some people are very kinesthetic in terms of how they connect with new information.
So have you worked with young people? I mean, what did you do, I guess, in the lead up to trying to pull this work together to find out about, I guess, some of the impacts? And then I guess the other thing is,
We did. We had an intensive research period here in Melbourne two years ago mm-hmm. now, and it's sort of been part of an ongoing fellowship that kicks off again this December for me in WA, actually.
Oh,
and
okay.
So in that time, the presentation of the work was for mixed groups of audiences, very small numbers, and we had very powerful reactions. You know you're doing something right when you have an audience member literally standing and screaming and wanting to leave the experience.
Really?
Which
wow.
they elected. It wasn't, you know, anyone who knows my work knows that I'm not interested in enforced.
It's all about consent, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah. And you create a very safe space.
Oh, absolutely.
From all of the projects I've seen that you've done, it's all about permission and the person. So the people that have been involved have all been there willingly.
I like invited participation and I like a transaction. Between performer and audience member that is consensual.
Yeah. So what happened in that situation? Because I'm really interested. What actually happened in that situation? What was it that caused that person's...
One of the stories that we had was of a young person who had become a quadriplegic
mm-hmm.
and in the first... I'm not sure how long it was, the period where they weren't able to have visitors, but mm-hmm. when they were able to have visitors in the hospital, everybody visited them.
Right.
The entire population of the school, the principal's dog, everybody in the world that knew that person visited them.
It's
and
picture.
In a 3-month period, that went from everybody to no one.
Mm.
And so not only were they coping with the loss of previous mobility and trying to get their head around what I can't imagine the enormity of that transition,
mm-hmm.
but then they had to cope, in addition to that, with the loss of their entire social structure and network. So in this particular part of the work, the audience member was in a wheelchair,
mm-hmm.
and their arms were gently... restricted in their lap, just to remind them that
couldn't
movement had gone.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And they had basically a bicycle helmet with a large stick on the end of it, and they were writing an email to their friends asking them to visit them in hospital.
Right.
And it was, you know...
Yeah, it's confronting.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
And for me, you know, I'm fascinated by notions of audience activity and, you know, there are a number of artists in the field that feel like performance of the 21st century is about the audience rather than the performer. Hmm. And I think there's a rich terrain there. But also, you know, coming from part of what I do is teaching and training, I think there's real merit in getting performances up and running where it allows an audience member to stop and bodily think about what this actually might be like.
Yeah.
You were 18, you didn't wear your seatbelt, you went through the windscreen of the car, now you've got a colostomy bag and go dating.
Yeah.
You know, have fun with that.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And
wow.
That's the kind of stuff people don't think about. And I commend you wholeheartedly for being courageous enough and insightful enough to go, yep, we're going to do some work around this.
Oh, thanks very much.
Yeah, I think it's amazing.
Awesome. There's a health conference on today, funnily enough, health and arts.
Mm-hmm.
And the Victorian government is asking for people, artists like yourself, to step up to the plate with these sorts of initiatives. So you're ahead of the curve, absolutely.
Hook me up.
Yeah. So it's you know, what wonderful synergy that's going on today. Were you going to ask something?
I was just saying how proud I am that you were doing that work because, you know, when I was in high school, the principal decided it would be a good idea to get the whole year level to be in wheelchairs for the day, but they didn't do it properly and it was a complete disaster. And it went from everyone sort of trying to be in my shoes and understanding where I was coming from to people going, oh, this is really fun and really easy. What are you complaining about? And being really totally missing the point and being really patronising and... I'm still mildly traumatised by it because it was a complete disaster.
Yeah. I'm sorry for your experience.
Yeah, it came from a good place, but it was just hideous.
Clearly there wasn't broad thinking around the parameters of that experience.
It was hideous, and I was year 12, I think, from memory, or year 11. So we were old enough to kind of process that all, but it wasn't done in a good way.
And you shouldn't, no one should ever have to be worse for wear at the end. Yeah. But it does raise the issue, doesn't it, about how little awareness there is. And have one of those teachers gone along to something like this, they may have thought it through a little bit more.
It kind of turned into dodge 'em cards, basically. Everyone's just ramming each other going,
no.
But
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't a serious exploration of the restriction of disability. It was... You know, or the perception that people have of disability.
The opposite, yep. Yeah. Now, we've got to cut things short, unfortunately. James, it would be great to have you back in the studio sometime to follow up with all other things you're doing, your other languages and festivals and et cetera, et cetera. Enjoy your time while you're here in Melbourne.
Thank you so much.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the New Joy website and click on podcasts to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. joy.org.au
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.